Welcome to SCOTUS Cast. On January 9, 2008, the Supreme Court heard oral argument in Crawford v. Marion County, a challenge to an Indiana law requiring all voters who cast a ballot in person to present a photo ID issued by the United States for the state of Indiana. In this episode of SCOTUS Cast, George Mason University School of Law professor Allison Hayward discusses the case. As always, the Federalist Society itself takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Hayward.
Hello, this is Allison Hayward. I'm an assistant professor of law at George Mason University, and I'm providing this Federalist Society podcast on the recent Indiana voter ID argument heard at the Supreme Court. The argument in Crawford v. Marion County Board of Elections, which was heard January 9th, has attracted a lot of attention. I don't believe this is because this law itself is so critical, either for ballot integrity or voting rights, but because the state's meager justification has provided an opportunity for people who want to challenge additional restrictions on voting to make those challenges. By summary, Indiana's law requires voters to present a government-issued photo ID before voting. Alternatively, they could vote provisionally, then go to another government office and either show the proper ID or swear that they're indigent or otherwise unable to obtain an ID. Now, supporters argue that these ID requirements are necessary to prevent impersonation voter fraud, that is, voter fraud when somebody goes in and basically votes the name of somebody else. Opponents argue that these ID requirements attack a phantom problem because there's little, if any, impersonation fraud or evidence of that, and the laws disproportionately impact the poor, the elderly, and other voters from groups that are less likely to have the necessary ID. These groups might be disproportionately Democratic in registration, and so this is cast as a partisan Republican ploy. But the question before the court is not whether Indiana's voter ID requirement is a good policy or even canny politics. The question is whether it's facially unconstitutional for a state, Indiana or any other, to impose this specific ID requirement on all voters. Now, administration of elections, even elections to federal office, is a task the Constitution commits to states. That doesn't give states unlimited discretion. The Constitution also has very specific things to say about voting discrimination by race, sex, or age, or conditioning voting on payment of a tax or fee, i.e. a poll tax. States have long imposed laws restricting the voting rights of felons, mentally incapacitated persons, aliens, by the way, short-term residents who have just arrived, and every state but one requires as a threshold that voters register. To the extent individuals have a right to vote, it's a right that is in great part a creature of state law. That's not new. That's not controversial. That's just the way the system has always worked. Most states have some form of identification requirement for in-person voting at the polls, and this is true, notwithstanding that it's difficult to demonstrate a consistent threat to election integrity from impersonation. Respondents can point to the negligible burden imposed by the ID requirement, the existence of voter fraud generally in select contexts, and the popularity of the law in the state. And they argue from those points that the court should respect the state discretion here. Are there partisan motives behind this law? Well, maybe. Partisan motives can be found behind many laws, redistricting, for example, and they don't necessarily undermine a law's constitutionality. That is, just because a law serves Republican interests or Democratic interests doesn't mean that without more it's unconstitutional. It's politics in some contexts. With evidence that no more than a minuscule fraction of legitimate voters are burdened by this requirement, maybe at worst this law is ineffective and a sop to public opinion. But state legislators vote for things that are politically popular and ineffective all the time. Were that a basis to overturn a state law, the docket might be limitless. So what we've got here basically is a law that should not be that controversial, but because the context in which it's placed is post-Bush v. Gore, it's raised a lot of hackles and gotten a lot of attention. It'll be interesting to see how the court deals with this and other election law challenges that are sure to be made in the coming months and years. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Allison Hayward from George Mason Law School on voter ID laws.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video from past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at federalistsociety.org/multimedia.